Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Blue Origin, SpaceX competitor, rocket company, Jeff Bezos's baby. They recently experienced an anomaly during the NS-23 uncrewed suborbital spaceflight mission of the New Shepard rocket, which launched on September 12th of 2022. Now, the flight was carrying the capsule RSS HD Wells and the propulsion module Tail 3 and involved 36 payloads, including 18 funded by NASA's Flight Opportunities Program. And during the flight, the booster failed during Max-Q, triggering the crew capsule escape system. And the system functioned as designed and brought the capsule and its payloads to a safe landing at Launch Site 1 with no damage. This propulsion module, on the other hand, commanded a shutdown of the BE-3PM engine and followed an unpowered trajectory to impact within the defined flight safety analysis prediction, resulting in no danger to human life or property. Now, in accordance with the New Shepard mishap investigation plan, Blue Origin formed a mishap investigation team, the MIT, which included representatives from Blue Origin Safety and Mission Assurance Organizations, the FAA, the National Transportation Safety Board, and NASA's Flight Opportunities Program and Commercial Crew Office. Now, the investigation concluded that the direct cause of the mishap was a structural fatigue failure of the BE-3PM engine nozzle during powered flight. The structural fatigue was caused by operational temperatures that exceeded the expected and analyzed values of the nozzle material. Testing of the BE-3PM engine began immediately following the mishap and established that the flight configuration of the nozzle operated at hotter temperatures than previous design configurations. Basically, engine got too hot and it failed. Now, forensic evaluation of the recovered nozzle fragments also showed clear evidence of thermal damage and hot streaks resulting from increased operating temperatures. And the fatigue location on the flight nozzle is aligned with a persistent hot streak identified during the investigation. Now, the MIT determined that nozzle changes made to the engine's boundary layer cooling system accounted for an increase in nozzle heating and explained the hot streaks present. Blue Origin is implementing corrective actions at this point, including design changes to the combustion chamber and operating parameters, which have reduced engine nozzle bulk and hot streak temperatures. Additional design changes to the nozzle have improved structural performance under thermal and dynamic loads. Now, the crew capsule and all the payloads on board landed safely and will be flown again. And all systems designed to protect public safety functioned as planned, and there were no injuries during this flight. There was no damage to ground-based systems, and all debris was recovered in the designated hazard area. Public safety was unaffected by the mishap, and no changes to crew safety system designs were recommended as a result of the investigation. Now, Blue Origin expects to return to flight soon, and they'll refly the NS-23 payloads. The company has also convened a mishap review board, the MRB, which included external non-advocate advisors to review casual determinations made by the MIT and will continue to exercise oversight of the corrective action implementation. Now, Blue Origin's NS-23 mishap was the first complete mission failure of the New Shepard vehicle, and the second in-flight anomaly after the NS-1, where the booster crashed upon landing, while the capsule landed safely, though. Now, this was the fourth time the abort motor has been used, and only time outside of testing. The three previous times were a pad abort test, an in-flight abort test at Max-Q, the NS-5, and an in-flight test at high altitude, the NS-9. And despite the mishap, Blue Origin's commitment to safety remains steadfast. They'll continue on, and the company's rigorous approach to safety was demonstrated by its prompt formation of the MIT and the MRB. And the information and investigation was conducted with FAA oversight and included representatives from the NTSB and NASA and the Commercial Crew Office. Now, let's see. The BE-3PM engine has gone under exclusive criticism lately. And there had over 100 tests across various conditions and durations prior to the NS-23 mishap. And the engine has also been used successfully on previous New Shepard flights, sort of like a Falcon 9. Now, including the NS-22 mission, which took place just 2 weeks prior to this mishap. The NS-23 mishap highlights the inherent risks associated with spaceflight and the need for a continued commitment to safety with all rocket companies. And Blue Origin's response to the mishap demonstrates the importance of rigorous safety protocols, thorough investigation, and implementation of corrective actions. In addition to its safety protocols, Blue Origin is also focused on advancing space exploration and making it more accessible to everyone. This is for the future, and the company's New Shepard vehicle is designed to provide suborbital flights for paying customers with a focus on providing a unique and exhilarating experience of spaceflight. They don't quite make it to orbit, though. And Blue Origin is also involved in developing the New Glenn rocket. It's a huge rocket, which is designed to provide orbital launches and is expected to begin flying in the next few years at the earliest. The New Glenn is being developed with a focus on safety, reliability, and reusability, with the goal of reducing the cost of accessing space and enabling new opportunities and huge payloads for space exploration and commerce in the future. Now, the NS-23 mishap experienced by Blue Origin highlights the inherent risk associated with spaceflight and the importance of a continued commitment to safety from all rocket companies and aerospace companies. This investigation into the mishap demonstrated Blue Origin's rigorous approach to safety and their continued commitment to it, and as well as the company's ability to quickly identify the root cause of these kind of problems and implement creative and corrective actions. Now, Blue Origin's going to keep going. They're going to continue to commit to advancing space exploration, and they're going to keep focusing on developing safe and reliable space systems in the future. And they're also going to try to reduce the cost to space so you and I can all go to space someday on a Blue Origin rocket. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great day.